Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Atlanta! We're going to look at the tape. We'll get back to work, fix some of these mistakes. It is Dukes and Bell with Abe Gordon, and today Carl's got Veterans Day off. Let's start the show by wishing a happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. We know we have so many veterans in Metro Atlanta. A lot of our listeners are either active duty, a lot of folks who work around town, or are certainly folks who spent time in the military, and we thank you and love you guys and ladies, and thanks for your support and the job you do, including guys like my dad. Now, Memorial Day is for those who made the ultimate sacrifice, like Carl's dad and my dad, but to anybody who's a veteran, man, thanks for the work you've done or are doing right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Really appreciate, and we always sit back and think, and Mike, you just went overseas, you saw how things work in other parts of the world, and certainly we know the freedoms and liberties that are provided by those who serve this country, and right. Certainly can't go understated.
Man, the funny, I have so many stories, so many things to talk about today, and Abe, thanks for being a sounding board on the German experience, but we talked a little bit about it on our pre-show, which is called Behind the Curtains, and that's on Twitch and YouTube, and some of the videos are already up there, you can check it out. But I was telling my Conti, our boss, when I came in, first thing I just got to say off the top of my head, and we'll talk more about this in guy talk, but we're walking into the Olympic Stadium, and it's a huge, long, the avenue goes all the way to that victory statue and then the Brandenburg Gate. So it's one straight shot, and it's very impressive. And we finally get dropped off. It's about almost like a half-mile walk from Uber to get to the stadium. And as we go through security, my wife's got one of those clear plastic bags that you have to go into Mercedes-Benz or State Farm, and it says 92.9. She put a 92.9 sticker on it. So we're taking a picture by one of the oversized Falcon helmets, and there's a guy kind of staring at us with his wife, and he kind of walks over, and he goes, you're not Mike Bell, are you? And I'm like, yeah. I go, where are you from, man? He goes, from just south of Glasgow. I'm like, you're from Scotland? He goes, love you and Kyle. Dukes and Bell, 92.9. I'm like, how? Wait a minute. Guy listens online. This dude listens on the interweb through Odyssey and everything else. And as a Falcon fan who is so invested that he listens at night, not every night necessarily, but he listens to Andy and Randy and you and Kyle. I agree with you. That's Zach Robinson. His play, he's not helping Penix. It blew my mind. It really did.
The time zone, right? The time switch means that he's just listening, sitting there at dinner, hanging out with you guys or with the
maybe
midday
night,
show.
Right, having a cocktail.
Yeah, right before bed, before it turns late, you guys are on over there. Yeah. Either that or, of course, the Odyssey app. You can get all the podcasts as they get finished. But, yeah, it was really cool to see, and you experienced firsthand. I have 1,000 questions for you about going over there. But were there as many Colts fans as there were Falcons fans? Because from everything that I saw, everything the NFL pushed out that way, certainly things – and we'll see more of it because I follow the Falcons accounts and all that. It felt like there were just thousands of Falcons fans.
Yeah, I mean, now on my plane, we had 50, at least 50 on the way back. And we flew Lufthansa, so we weren't Delta. Sorry, Delta. Got to lower that rate to Berlin. But we wound up going Lufthansa through Frankfurt. And about 50 Falcon fans on my flight. There was about 25 or 30 on our flights out on Tuesday.
And you guys left early.
Yeah, we went to Prague. I'll tell you about that because that's one of my favorite cities. But we ran into so many Falcon fans. There was a Falcon. The Falcons had their own events together. There was two Falcon bars, two Colts bars. But yeah, I saw more Falcon fans than Colts fans.
It felt that way.
But there were at least. I'm going to go if I go on a limb, just from what I saw on the street, 1,000 to 2,000 Falcon fans at least who made the trip. But we saw so many fans around the stadium who wear their gear from other teams.
Right.
Now, part of that is, and I had a great conversation with they're all German, but a German husband and wife from outside Dresden, and they said, we took our kids to Miami, we go to the Florida Keys, we do Disney World, so we like the Dolphins. We become, so it's almost like the way we figured it out, the slice of Americana. The Germans love us because, if you remember, I don't know if they teach this to you kids anymore, but we kind of saved everybody in World War II and the Marshall Plan. We rebuilt the part of West Germany that the commies didn't take over. So they kind of really love us over there for many reasons. So they still love a piece of America. And they say, just kind of adopt a team. So you'll see 49. You see a kaleidoscope of NFL jerseys. But the people next to us, she was wearing Dolphins. And I go, so why are you rooting for the Colts? Because it's their home game. But okay, so they basically, if it's their home game, de facto, the Colts get a little more love from the crowd than the Falcons.
Yeah, I think the most probably correlated to that here in the States is Americans who just kind of pick a European soccer team.
Right.
Or the Premier League or one of those, and that's their team. I think you get that. The other question I had for you, and I think it probably explains why the NFL keeps going overseas. As much as it can be frustrating for fans here or in Indianapolis, the reception at these games from the Europeans, from people who are landbound on that continent, I think you could see why.
Right.
I mean, the atmosphere looked great. The stadium sold out, and fans are just enjoying the whole all of the festivities,
right.
Not just the game.
We'll talk plenty about it, guys. Give you more of the stuff from the experience of the weekend and just so much love for Falcon fans. And there were a lot of German Falcon fans. There were a bunch of Falcon fans.
We got the kicker.
From Germany.
Hanging out.
Yes. And we had a lot of folks that it's so funny. You go, rise up. Not everybody knows rise up, but they know about the Falcons. Ty reminds us, we didn't start with Hey Man. You know what Hey Man is in German? Hey, man! It's basically the same thing. So we like to start every hour. Day-Day, jump in with a big hearty, hey, man! And appreciate you guys hanging out with us. The game was just like the last three, Abe. So exasperating because we have enough talent. The good news is we got a lot of talent. The bad news is the general manager who selected this talent probably won't be around to see it coached by somebody who can actually do something with it. Because we've got really good defenders. How about for the second week in a row? Huge play by Jalen Walker and Pierce Jr. This time they take it all the way. You've got these guys that can do these things. You know, you've got a lot of pieces. Drake London is one of the best exciting wide receivers in the league. Bijan's run total's down because they have no commitment to the run. You know, and they just won't stick with it. Look, Zach Robinson is ruining this team. Zach Robinson is ruining this Falcons team. Michael Penix Jr. is going backwards. Penix Jr. is regressing. You got an offensive coordinator has no idea how to save this guy.
It's frustrating because the talent is there. You go head-to-head. You beat the Bills. We can go back to that. You beat the Bills, and I get it. You had an off week, and you're able to present the best of your team. But you go head-to-head the past couple of weeks with the Patriots on the road, with the Colts. On the road, and I guess technically they were on the road a little bit as well. But these are two of the best teams in the AFC. If you go back to the Bills, three, along with the Chiefs, probably three of the four favorites to come out of the AFC, and you're right there with them. And so it feels like it's not a talent problem on the whole of the roster. Mike, it's the second straight week we've had this. You got this many sacks, you got this many turnovers. And you can't do anything to win the game.
Now, I heard from Day-Day, who's producing the show, and engineering today, so he's wearing two hats. You know, Oren, of course, taking Veterans Day off. But anyway, we've got a lot of audio from Coach Raheem Morris, and we'll play that. But I, from the sideline, and I said this on our pre-show today, behind the curtains on YouTube, I don't know if you saw it on TV, but from where we saw it, Michael Penix Jr. on three occasions is imploring Zach Robinson after a third down that isn't converted to help him get the play in sooner.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael Penix Jr. is struggling. His footwork looks like he's in wet cement. They make him, as part of the play design, do some of these where he turns his back to the line. I don't even know how you describe some of these pirouettes he's making back there. It's not helping.
No.
And then it's third down. It's third down.
And long.
So what do you think the Colts are going to freaking do? Zach Robinson, first get the play in a timely fashion. So give him options. If they're flooding, if they're coming with five or six guys, then give him an option to get out of it. It's like it's almost like Zach Robinson is not anticipating, oh, by the way, they're going to blitz here.
Yeah.
Do you have something that will work against it?
So here's the thing, Mike, and I think there was a point in this season where Zach Robinson got a fair share of blame. I don't know how much of this is still on him. And obviously some of it, certainly. But you're looking at a team that has no receivers. Drake London aside.
Hey, and by the way, Darnell Mooney, Crow and I said this.
We're getting there.
When we signed Mooney, I'm cutting you off now. I said, Darnell who?
Yeah.
This year he's freaking Darnell who?
Yeah.
It's not what's up, it's who are you?
No, and that's fair. You want to expect the zero blitz, right? That's what everyone's running. Why can you run that? Because there's no hot route to beat you. Right. There's no go-to. And if there is a go-to, Penix doesn't know about it. And so I agree that Zach Robinson is a problem. I'm not arguing off of that.
Oh, no. It's not all on his shoulders. But when you've got a young quarterback, you need an established offensive coordinator to play to his strengths. Somebody who can tell Michael Penix during the week, hey, if you don't see it, take what they give you. Take 5 yards. Use your feet. Look, Michael Penix, don't get him confused, guys. He's not a dual threat. We're not saying he is. But he is mobile. He ran a 4.5 at the combine despite the knee surgeries. He can move when need be. I'm not saying try to take contact like Josh Allen. But, I mean, there are things you can help him that will be simpler and easier to accomplish so you get ahead of the sticks. And so it's not 3rd and 7 and 3rd and 9 all the time.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things to tackle here, Mike. I do think simplifying the offense might be helpful to him. If he's not going to run, you can't make it a one-read, two-read go. If he just refuses to run and continues to look downfield, 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 that's what happens. Sack, fumble, all sorts of bad things. No one's helping him out in the receiving core. When they are there to make plays, he's missing the throws half the time.
Right.
You've got an offensive line that is now banged up. And look, it was already a concern when McGarry went down at the start of the year. Wilkinson held fine for a while. Now you've got some guards that are banged up, and I don't know when you're going to be 100% there. It is all added up to two things. The defense now just keying on Bijan. He can't get going. And if I have to see, Mike, if I have to see another one of these running backs tell Bijan Robinson that he's the future of this position in a game in which they outplayed him massively, and again, this is not necessarily on Bijan. It's what you're allowing defenses to do against you. I'm going to lose my mind. And so that now puts you into the 3rd and long, which then puts you into Michael Penix being pressured, which then puts you into a punt.
Right. And Michael Penix Jr. needs help. Help him. Help him. Put him in positions to succeed. Now, look, Penix Jr., what is every play now on 3rd down looks like Michael Penix Jr. against the Michigan Wolverines in the national championship game when he got mollywomped and couldn't make any throws.
Backstep, throw away.
When he had some amazing wide receivers. He had better wide receivers at Washington than he had here, less Drake London.
Yeah.
Okay, now, granted, they didn't have their running back at 100% in that game, so there was no threat of a run. But Michael Penix Jr. looks like the guy in the national championship who can't get the throws off. The throws are hitting the dirt. Guys, he's making bad throws. I'm not making this all about Zach. He hits Kyle Pitts in the hands, and of course Kyle Pitts says, you know, I'm here in Germany with a national TV audience. What a perfect time to quietly quit on this play, okay? I mean, I saw Drake London yelling at the offensive line, at the sideline. I don't know what that was about, but it was a play where they called a screen to Bijan that got blown up immediately. He did miss a block. It was so predictable, and when you do try to get him out of some things, they see it coming. Because Zach Robinson can't think one step ahead. We need a veteran offensive coordinator. You thought you were going to have Kirk Cousins for 2 years with this guy. No, you need an offensive coordinator to develop a quarterback. Because you know what the worst thing about this, Abe? We're going to miss the freaking playoffs. And now Michael Penix will be the guy with the big question mark over his head going into year 3 and probably dealing with a new offensive coordinator.
Nah,
and that's a recipe for bye-bye, and I'll see you wearing a baseball hat like Justin Fields on the sideline the rest of your career.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'll tell you what scares me, Mike, is there's a cycle that I'm scared they're entering. And if you get into that cycle, it's not easy to get away from it, especially not when you don't have a first-round pick.
We'll get into that cycle. We'll also say, well, I think this team has now established themselves as one of the most dysfunctional franchises in the league. It's Abe Gordon in for Carl. We got Raheem Morris audio. We'll get to that. Also, Dave Archer will join us. So we're going to cover all the things we just discussed in the opening segment with Arch. That's later right here on 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detectthesos.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.